As we mentioned earlier, the world that God has made teaches us a lot about him. Jesus used nature to teach us lessons about God and his church. He used salt and light, as used in Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. If you want to turn there with me. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This is saying, don't let your unique talents go to waste. You should use your talents, let them be known, show it to everyone else, make God proud of you, because he will always be proud of you, but just show what he has given you. He used the mustard seed in Luke 17, verse 6. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. This is saying, if you are like the mustard seed and you obey God, then anything will go your way and you will be able to control how things go in a way that is pleasant for you, even if things may be hard. And he also used the vine, as in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I see in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you follow what God says, you will continue, and you continue in your path, you will always prosper in his word. But if you do not follow what he says, you will suffer, you will be thrown into the eternal fire and be burned for eternity. In Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 30, it reads, then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. This is saying, don't worry about what you have now, what you need now. Don't worry about what you're going to use tomorrow, what you're going to use for the rest of your life, because when you die, that all goes away. You're going to go to heaven or hell, depending on if you follow God's faith. If you follow God's faith, you'll go to heaven. He will clothe you. He will feed you. He will nurture you. He'll do everything for you. If you don't follow in his footsteps, you will suffer in hell. Jesus took some of the simplest elements that were around him to teach profound truths to his disciples. In this case, they needed to learn about God's care for his people. It is worth our time to take a moment and consider God's care for us. There is a level of care and blessing that he provides to all men because of his love. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. That is found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 through 45. God is good and shows love to all men, even the wicked. That love is shown in the blessings of nature, the sun rising and the rain that provides for crops. God cares for his creation, even though not all care for him. Even if you're not faithful to God, he will care for you. You could say, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in anything, I just believe in right here, right now. But God will still have good things happen to you because he knows you will end up suffering because you did not believe in him, you did not follow in his footsteps. The greatest blessing was his son. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through the death of his son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. That is Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. We could never be good enough to deserve God's love. God cared enough about us to send his son to die for all sinners. God sacrificed for his creation, even though they made no sacrifice to him. We did nothing to deserve God's love, and we did nothing to deserve Christ to die on the cross for our sins. God did that because he loves his creations, and we are part of his creations. We have all spiritual blessings in his Son. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. He cared enough for us to provide everything we needed spiritually in Christ. He made it possible for us to go from sinners without hope to children of the Creator, the universe, because of his care for us. He cares for us enough that we could go from someone who is completely against Christians, hates Christians, despises them, doesn't want anything to do with them, and he could turn us right back in the opposite direction to where we pray to God, we sing to him, we read the Bible, we do everything and anything that God will tell us to do. We serve a great God who cares for us. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.